Democrats advance radical FCC, FTC nominees to Senate for confirmation. By Sean Moran on March 3, 2022. The Senate Commerce Committee advanced Gigi Sohn's Federal Communication Commission, FCC, and Alvaro Bedoya's Federal Trade Commission, FTC, nominations, putting Democrats one step closer to being able to advance their leftist agenda, including censorship, at the agencies. The committee tied, 14-14, on the two votes to advance Sohn and Bedoya out of committee to the Senate floor. The FCC has been split at a 2-2 political tie between Republicans and Democrats. And Sohn's confirmation would give President Joe Biden the FCC majority he would need to advance Democrat priorities such as net neutrality and media ownership. Since the committee tied on both nominees, the nominees will be referred to the Senate. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, will have to vote to discharge the nominees from committee consideration, and then vote for cloture and final passage on each nominee. Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, has promised to put a hold on Sohn's confirmation. Phil Kirpin, the president of the conservative group American Commitment, told Breitbart News in a statement, "The Senate Commerce Committee failed to approve Gigi Sohn, an ethically compromised radical left-wing activist, to the FCC, with a 14-14 partisan deadlock. But that is likely good enough for Chuck Schumer to bring her nomination to the Senate floor." Kyrsten Sinema actually voted for Sohn even though she contributes annually to an activist group that runs billboards calling Sinema corrupt for supporting a permanent legislative solution to the net neutrality issue, which was mildly shocking. But if partisanship can cause committee Democrats to overlook Sohn getting 98% of the judgments against her company that was in the business of selling stolen sports content forgiven, it can overcome anything. During Thursday's committee meeting, Chair Maria Cantwell, DWE, said the Senate needs to confirm Sohn to advance the administration's broadband priorities. Ranking Member Roger Wicker, RMS, said he could not vote for Sohn because she would have a conflict of interest on the committee. Republicans have slammed Sohn for her criticism of Fox News and her relationship to Locust, a closed streaming service that was found by a court not to be entitled under a copyright carve-out from streaming TV station signals without having to ask permission or pay for the transmissions. Sohn has called Fox News a state-sponsored propaganda network and called for censorship of conservatives. Video footage and photos show Sohn attending a net neutrality rally with the radical left in 2012 in an attempt to pressure her former boss, then FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler, to back the radical tech policy. Blackburn said in February of Sohn, "Not only has FCC nominee Gigi Sohn threatened to use the federal government to silence conservative outlets, but she's failed to be upfront about her business dealings," said Blackburn. Bedoya has condemned Breitbart News, sat on the board of an organization that has called for an advertiser boycott of Fox News, and called Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, a swamp dweller. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.